take something like this and maybe the juice from this and maybe mix it, stir it up with cornmeal and some of the hog meat and cook it, and then let it get cool and then slice it and fry it.
Now, this souse meat, Mother has fried it. I think, I don't know if you actually would roll it in cornmeal, but I know I'm not familiar with this other. You say mix cornmeal with the jelly substance from it. No, but now Mother batters the hog feet. The hog feet, after she cleans those, and you have to singe them and everything in the open fire and get all that old, scrape them and all that, and take those old, the outer part of those old hoofs off. And then you roll them in the flour, batter them, and fry them.
Why do you have to singe them?
Because they've got that other kind of a hair like them. Still, it just gets the rest of that old, I don't know.
Never.
Because once you scald them and you scrape the hog all over, maybe, I don't know if the feet are still not as clean as.
Yeah.
But she always stuck them on one of these big long forks. You know, it's got the prongs.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll stick them in the fire, and they'll actually just singe, and then she scrapes, and I don't know, so what all she does to them. It's a lot of work to them. Most people throw them away.
Yeah, how does it taste when she gets them?
They're good, believe it or not. They've got it's a jelly-like substance in them,
mm-hmm.
And they're fat. They've got fat jelly taste, and then that fried brown batter mixed with them. They're good, really. You just wouldn't believe they would be, but they're good.
Do you ever hear of making any dish by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Hash. Mother has made hash. But she's just chopped the liver and then you could put onions in. I think she put chopped potatoes with them somewhere and make hash.
And did you ever hear of anybody ever make anything out of
the
hog blood?
Yeah, I have. Oh, really? Of course, I never did, but years ago there were some people that lived in this section of the county that they claimed made blood pies. But that's all I've ever heard of. Isn't it?
What were blood pies like? Did you ever hear
of? I've never seen one or even, I didn't would have thought about eating one either. I don't know what they were like, except maybe they took the hog's blood and actually made them into these fried pies. But now that's what I've heard, but I've never actually seen them.
Yeah.
But
you just let the blood spilling out, and you didn't try to catch it and make anything out of it?
Uh-uh. No, the blood, I don't know where it went. It spilled out, I guess.
Yeah.
You
say if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, how would you describe
it? It's molded, usually.
Okay. Would you use another word when you say that the butter tasted browy or rancid? Or?
Well, you might say rancid, but I've never heard anybody say much about it.
Yeah. What do you call that thick, sour milk?
Buttermilk or clabber.
Okay. Do you ever make anything?
Yeah, from the clabber. Mother makes cottage cheese from the clabber.
How do you make that?
Well, you know, after it's clabbered anyway, it'll get real thick. And she would set it on, like I said, she still had the cook stove, mm-hmm. The wood cook stove, and it had one of these hot water reservoir, she called it, and it would stay kind of warm. And she'd set that milk on there until it would completely separate. And when it clabbers, the white part of the milk will actually separate and leave just a clear water kind of.